Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Friend of the show, friend of the station. He's an employee of the station as well. Chris Fedor covers the Cleveland Cavaliers, does it very well for Cleveland.com, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, how you doing this afternoon, bud?
Chico, man, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think most people are very excited about the addition of Evan Mobley, and it's funny because I remember on Lotto night, I was on the air, and you know, a lot of people were excited to get three, but immediately the attention was, oh, no, okay, it's got to be Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green. And they're talking about, you know, where it was going to be. And later in the night, I had mentioned, well, what about Evan Mobley? And I heard some fans say, well, you already have Jared Allen. I'm like, so? This seems like it could be a pretty nice pairing for many years. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that happens oftentimes when it comes to evaluation, Chico. You see stats or you see numbers or you see quantities and you're like, okay, I'm going to pigeonhole that guy and I'm going to make a declaration on what he can be, what he can't be. So I think a lot of people on lottery night, Chico, they saw 7 feet and they're like, all right, 7 feet means he's a center. 7 feet means he's similar to Jared Allen. And the thing that I kept saying throughout the pre-draft process, look, not every 7-footer is built the same. Not every 7-footer has the same skill set. Like some 7-footers are like Andre Drummond type, and that's the way that they play the game. Other 7-footers are more like Giannis or Kevin Garnett or Chris Bosh. You know what I mean? So I think that's what happened initially, but I'm with you. I think this can work. And part of the reason why I think it can work with Mobley and Jared Allen is because this is about blending a skill set. And I always say the same thing when it comes to positions. People say, well, you can't have so many guards, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's like, what if the guard is different than the guards that you currently have on the roster? And I think when it comes to Mobley, you know, there is nobody that brings what Evan Mobley brings to the Cavs. He does things on the perimeter and with his ball handling and as a passer that Jared Allen cannot do at this stage of his career. He defends in a way that only maybe Larry Nance Jr. can of the bigs that the Cavs have on this roster. So I think because of that versatility that he brings to the table and the uniqueness of his game and the ways that he can impact both offensively and defensively, this isn't a situation where I think J.B. Bickerstaff is going to feel boxed in terms of lineups and rotations.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned his defensive prowess, and I've got to believe, and I've heard from some guys around the league say it and write about it, that Evan Mobley seems like he could, when you say, okay, day one of the NBA, what is he able to do well, and where does he make a big impact? I would imagine, as far as protecting that rim, he's ready to do as well, if not better, than Jared Allen.
Chico, if you look at the numbers from last year, USC wasn't a great team. It wasn't a team loaded with talent. A big reason why they got to the Elite Eight is because of Mobley. A big reason why they had a top 10 defense in terms of efficiency was Evan Mobley. The reason why they were the number one defense in terms of defending opponents' two-point shots is because he closed off the lane. And on top of that, he was able to switch out to smaller guys and hold his own on the perimeter. He was able to be effective as a shot blocker from the weak side. The best thing that I can say about Mobley, Chico, is he's the kind of big who is never, ever going to get played off the court because of a specific matchup. If a team goes big, he fits. If a team goes small, he fits. And not only that, he can be. I think that's where his immediate impact is going to come as he continues to get stronger and a better rebounder and a better three-point shooter and more comfortable with the ball in his hands at the mid-post, low-post, high-post, when he gets more versatility to his post-game and he actually gets a go-to move in the post. Like, those things are probably going to come a little bit later. But initially, when you put him out there, you can tell that there is an opportunity and there's a skill set and a foundation that makes you believe he can make a difference for this Cavs defense from day one.
He's Chris Fedor covering the Cavaliers for Cleveland.com and joining us here, Bull and Fox, Chico in for the guys on 92.3 The Fan. Well, we heard you you guys talking to not only Evan Mobley, but also Kobe Altman, who was obviously very excited. But J.B. Bickerstaff seemed to be pretty excited as well. And why wouldn't he be? Because of so many different possibilities. And I know you kind of hinted toward some of the possibilities that they're going to have. But, I mean, you could kind of just hear it in his voice, like, wow, that was my guy. And I think you were the one that asked him, was that your guy? And he said, yes, it was.
Yeah, and I got the sense throughout the entire process that J.B. Bickerstaff and the coaching staff were all really excited about the possibilities of Mobley. And look, I mean, I think they were intrigued by Jalen Suggs, and there were things to like about Scottie Barnes. He blew the Cavs away in his interview with them at the scouting combine. But just from a coaching standpoint, to have this level of versatility and lineup flexibility, it's going to be really, really exciting for somebody like J.B. Bickerstaff. And I think the other thing, and we were talking about Mobley's defense, there's the truth behind the limitations that the Cavs have defensively if they stick with the backcourt of Darius Garland and Colin Sexton. Neither of those guys are ever going to be plus defenders. The Cavs know that. I think J.B. Bickerstaff knows that. He saw those limitations up close and personal. The way that you try and mask those, Chico, and try and get by is by surrounding that tiny backcourt with plus versatile defenders that can guard multiple spots. And now the Cavs have Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and Isaac Okoro. Like, if you're going to be a competent NBA defense with that backcourt and the limitations of Garland and Sexton, this is the way to do it. This is the only way to do it. And I think you can sense J.B. Bickerstaff wants this team to be tough and feisty and defensive-minded. And I think you sense in him, now he feels like he has the components to actually be that kind of team and play with the kind of identity that he's trying to instill.
Chris, we've heard that Kobe Altman had no shortage of calls, teams trying to, I'm sure, move up. How close do you think they actually got to even embracing that or entertaining that idea, or do you think they were dead set on just staying at three and taking Evan?
I don't think they were close at all. I don't think they were close at all. Because for the last 3 years, the Cavs have lamented being out of the range of the top tier of prospects. And that's the truth about a draft. And it doesn't mean, Chico, that some of these guys drafted beyond the top five can't go on to have great all-star caliber careers. It's absolutely going to happen. It's happened in the past. It's going to continue to happen. But going into a draft, there's a level of comfort with prospects. And in 2018, the Cavs were out of the range of Luka and DeAndre Ayton and Trae Young. And there are levels to this. And Colin Sexton was not on those guys' level. And in 2019, they couldn't get Zion Williamson. They couldn't get Ja Morant. They couldn't get R.J. Barrett. They tried to trade up for R.J. Barrett. It didn't happen for him. So they got Darius. And this is no knock on Colin, Darius, or even Isaac Okoro last year. But like I said, there are levels to this. And this year, there was a top tier of prospect, and it was Jalen Green, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, not specifically in that order, but those three guys. And any trade, Chico, that the Cavs were looking at would have taken them out of the possibility of getting that transformational player, that all-star caliber player that they desperately need. I like this core of young players. I think it's good, but I think the ceiling is going to be dependent on whether they were ever going to get a player as talented as Evan Mobley. And this was their chance. And dropping back to five wasn't going to get them Evan Mobley, Jalen Green, or Kate Cunningham. Dropping back to eight wasn't going to get them in that particular class. So I think they knew after 3 years of being out of that range for the transformational guy that when they had that opportunity and when they moved up on lottery night, that it was going to take a quote-unquote godfather offer to move them out of that spot. And even that was going to be hard to justify.
Final thing for you. So we talk about the core young players. You just talked about them. In 2 years, does that core of young players still include Colin Sexton, or are they still looking to deal?
I think they're still looking to deal, Chico, at the right price. And I think that's where some of this quote-unquote reporting has kind of broken down this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this view that Colin is available and the Cavs are desperate to move off of him. That's not the sense that I get. There's not a sense of desperation around this. If the opportunity presents itself and the Cavs feel like they can get a package that would be a quote-unquote win for them, that would make them better both in the short term and long term, and maybe fix a problem area with the roster, then they would absolutely consider it and they would explore it. And they have to do that because, Chico, that's part of the reason why you assemble all this young talent. There's nothing that says, like, all this young talent that you assemble through the draft, like, those guys have to be there 5-7 years into the future. And part of that is they can be used as trade assets to improve the roster in a different kind of way. So if that opportunity presents itself, I definitely think the Cavs would make that kind of deal for Colin Sexton. It's a way to hedge against a really difficult financial decision that is coming very, very soon for them. But this idea that they were going to give up Colin for a glut of draft picks or Kevin Knox, who sucks, and Obi Toppin, who hasn't proven anything, like this is the 18th leading scorer in the NBA this past year. They're not just going to give him away for a bag of crap. They're going to want something in return, and it's a hefty price that they've placed on Colin. And if somebody meets that hefty price, then he's gone. But there is no hurry to get this done, and there is no desperation because they still like Colin the person and Colin the player. It's just if they could get something better and they could find a better fitting player next to what they have, then they would do it.
He's Chris Fedor covering the Cleveland Cavaliers for Cleveland.com. I'm a Cleveland.com insider because I need
my
the
man.
Yeah, I got to get the latest from you and you and Terry and all the boys and girls. So yeah, I am a diehard glued in Cleveland.com insider. Keep up the great work, my man.
I appreciate it, Chico. Thanks for the support.
All right, that is again Chris Fedor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.